or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it. Let's start right here in Wisconsin. There's a fellow named Gabelman. The big lie has come to Wisconsin. The big lie has come to Wisconsin. The big lie is that somehow there was something wrong in the November election, that somehow Trump may have won. And that is spreading throughout the Republican Party in this country. And it is a lie. Now, how is it spreading to Wisconsin? Voss, the serpentine speaker of the assembly, gerrymandered. He's gerrymandered. If they didn't have gerrymandered districts, he might not even be in office himself, much less be the speaker. Depend on how, what kind of candidates were running. Anyway, he held out a little more than most. People said, why don't you subpoena the Democratic area voting machines like they did in Maricopa County in Arizona, which then had to be destroyed and cost millions of dollars to replace. And he resisted until Donald Trump attacked him personally. A while ago, Donald Trump attacked him personally. One of the most dangerous things for a Republican nowadays, given the rabid nature of the Trump base, is to be called a rhino in a Republican primary. Rhino stands for Republican in name only. Stupid word. Stupid word. Was Dwight Eisenhower a rhino? Dwight Eisenhower is the general that won World War II. You know, was Abraham Lincoln a rhino? The people in that party who are the greats in American history, would be called rhinos today. Was Ronald Reagan a rhino? Ronald Reagan worked with Tip O'Neill, the speaker, the Democrat, and they saved Medicare together. They saved Medicare by making sure that the amount you pay in keeps going higher with your income, and there's no ceiling, unlike Social Security. That saved Medicare. Somebody did that today. Republican did that today, like a Jeb Bush or somebody like that, John Kasich, they'd be called rhinos. Well, anyway, Voss feared the rhino label. He feared the rhino label. So he said, I am going to hire some muscle. I'm going to hire some muscle, state taxpayer expense. He originally said it would be about $40,000 for the muscle, the lawyer, and about $7,000 to $9,000 for four police officers to go around and scare clerks around the state. That wasn't good enough for the Trump people. They kept threatening him. So finally he said, I will hire the muscle, a guy named Gabelman. No restrictions on who he wants to hire. At taxpayer expense, no restrictions to look at an election that's been audited several times by lawful people, by clerks, by the State Elections Commission. It was looked at by the Wisconsin Supreme Court that 4-3 ruled it was fine. Fine. Three of them, Republicans, voted to overturn the election and give it to Trump in this state. The guy that hung tough was Brian Hagedorn. I've said this before. He's a Republican. A lot of respect for him for what he did on that vote. He did the right thing. He read the Constitution. In any event, now they're hiring muscle, and the muscle gets to hire guerrillas. Gets to hire former police officers to swagger around the state, talk to clerks, talk to mayors, try to scare them. So what he has done with this whole process is they decided, well, I think where we'll look are the five largest Democratic counties, Milwaukee, Dane, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha. And we'll go there, send the muscle, the guerrillas in, sort of scare these people. But more importantly, nothing's going to change. They know it. But what it does is it softens people up to think, well, maybe there's something wrong if the state is looking at it. They're looking at Voss as the state, not as a Republican hack. Now, why aren't they looking in a lot of other counties, Washington, Ozaukee, Waukesha, rural Wisconsin in the north? Because those are areas that the Republicans won. They never look at areas they won. They don't want to say that their elections somehow were tainted and their people shouldn't stay in office. They don't want to say that Gallagher should not stay in office. They don't want to say that Stile down in Janesville should not be in office. This is all directed at just softening people up. Well, the reason I'm raising this again, because we talked about it in other shows, Gabelman gave an interview in Green Bay. He just gave an interview in Green Bay. And they said to him, why are you doing this? And you know what he said? He said that, quote, I have no idea how elections work. This is a way for me to find out. Now, this guy is not the brightest bulb on the tree, okay? I mean, you got to understand that. But this guy is Baby Huey. This guy is Lenny Adamson. You know, this guy is some kind of, you know, some kind of guy who honestly cannot find his rear end if he had both hands in his back pockets. He'd say, wait a minute, somebody stole my rear end. They'll say, well, your hands are in your back pockets. You're feeling it, aren't you? Oh, yeah, right. That's the kind of guy he is. Anyway, why should we pay a tuition of $670,000, which is lowball, by the way, of your money to educate Gabelman? I mean, there are plenty of people in the state who know how elections work. Gabelman said, when he's asked why he's doing it, he says, I have no idea how elections work. This will help me find out. Who cares? Hey, take a poli-sci course. Take a poli-sci course. You know, enroll in one of the UW systems, poli-sci 101. You'll get excellent instruction. You'll get a textbook. Read the textbook. Listen to the discussion in class. Ask questions. We have experts. We have the various clerks. We have the various poll workers. We have a state election commission. We have judges, circuit court judges. That's the trial court, appellate judges, Wisconsin Supreme Court judges. They've all looked at this. Trump had expert election lawyers who looked at it and said they wanted a recount. They recounted because the law gave them the right to, if they paid for it, which they did. They cherry-picked counties. They cherry-picked Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown, Green Bay. Why did they do that? Because those were Democratic counties, and they were hoping beyond hope that they could pick up 20,000 votes. Good luck. So they did, and you know what they did? Biden picked up votes. Biden picked up a couple of hundred votes that had been miscounted and hadn't been allocated to him. So that's what happened. How many times does this have to be recounted? But Gabelman has now subpoenaed the mayors, or he says he subpoenaed the mayors. Several said they never got it. He's the guy that was sent out the initial warnings on a Gmail account, Delta, you know, the Delta variant guy, remember? DeltaGmail.com. No one knew who it was. It turned out it was a right-wing lawyer who advised Trump on all these kinds of issues. And Gabelman's being used. He's a puppet. Gabelman is a rather large puppet, but he is a puppet. That's all Gabelman is. He's a puppet. And to have him just come out and say insolently, well, we're spending $670,000 taxpayer money. And look, it's going to be higher than that. They said things like that 10 years ago on gerrymandering at taxpayer expense, and it was a couple of million. Gabelman has no limits, and the gorillas that he hires have no limits. All they have to do is put in a fee request. Voss will approve it at your expense. So this is wrong. I think they should resist those subpoenas. So far, nobody seems to do it. They're going to give depositions. But let's monitor this. This is an attempt to subvert the integrity of our elections. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.